Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. And you know we like to do acoustic sessions here on the show, especially those brought to you with support from Carol Butler of Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. And joining us here today, it's been a long time since she's been on the show, but she's back, Amy Farabee here. How are you, Amy?
I'm great, Hunter. It's so good to see you and Denise, too.
Yeah.
Hi. Thanks for having us today. I'm here with Randy Williford.
Oh, okay.
Great bass player.
Okay. Well, what would you like to play for us first here before we get to talking?
We're going to do a tune that is about a local musician. I thought that would be fitting.
Okay.
Only she passed away a few years ago. Her name was Jeannie Powell.
Okay.
And she was a fiddler. And everybody loved Jeannie. She's from Idaho. And she just had a contagious, great spirit about her, and everybody loved to gig with her. She was a great gig partner. So anyway,
okay.
When I got this gig coming up for at Ziders on Thursday coming up, I kind of needed a muse, and I wrote a song about Jeannie.
Okay.
To get me going on revising my old songs. And anyway, here it is. It's called Fiddlin' Jean.
Here's Amy Farabee here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Moon departed from this world too soon. Raised in the wild in Idaho, a cowgirl true from the rodeo. She could make you dance when she played that Sugarfoot rag. Make you wanna clap your hands, do a little zig and a zag. Joe.
Yeah. Hunter at Sunrise here with Amy Farabee on a Sunday morning. And did they really shoot her ashes out of a cannon
they
on the
really
4th
did.
Of July?
She had a whole bunch of friends over in Eclipse, and they have a river raft race there every 4th of July.
Uh-huh.
And she was a regular attendee, and she was beloved in that community in Eclipse. They had a lot of fun and parties over there. There was a guy named Deadwood Dick. There is a guy named Deadwood Dick that shoots a cannon off to start the river raft race. And she requested, probably illegally so, but anyway. So it's a done deed now.
Well, just in case someone came in the middle of that song here on the radio, who was that for again?
That was Jeannie Powell, who mm-hmm. was a girl from Idaho that came out here and played violin with a lot of different bands. She played with the horn bands, and she played with Susie Darden, Susie Arden Band. So Susie Darden is one of the Virginia Dardens who trades as Susie Arden, is Yodeling Sue.
Okay.
It's in the song. So
I see.
Anyway, and I just wrote that in the last 6 weeks or so.
Well, I'm glad to see you're still writing.
Yeah, well, me too, because it's not something that I generally go and play songs that everybody knows.
Uh-huh.
And so when I got asked to do the Zider show, I'm going, oh, no.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of original songs, and I better go learn them, and I better write some new ones. And
haven't played them in a while.
Right, because when I'm playing in a club, if I play over at Sunset Grill or somewhere, I'll play a bunch of songs that everybody's heard, and then I'll sneak one of mine in, and then they'll go, who wrote that?
Yeah.
I go, well, I did.
Yeah. Well, how did this gig at Zider's come about? It is Thursday, we might add, and what time is it supposed to be?
At 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's showtime 7:30, but I would suggest getting there at 7 o'clock. It's in a black box theater, really upscale, nice performance space called Zider's American Dream Theater.
Right.
And there's still a few tickets left. We've almost sold out a 70-seat venue.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa.
All coming to see you.
I know. It's like really weird. But it's nice. And we're going to video and record. And I'll try not to get too nervous about it. But thank you to everybody who's bought tickets. And
they interview you, too, don't they, during this?
Right. It's kind of like Chris Van Cleave is the coordinator of these songwriters at Zider's every first Thursday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Van Cleave is also another actor, singer-songwriter.
He's been on the show.
Yes. He was here for a while. Now he lives in Stanton. Anyway, it's his design, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get up and you do the first set and you play some songs. And then he introduces you and you play some songs. And then he might ask you a couple of questions. But the second part of the show is kind of like Charlie Rose or something.
Okay.
You know, you chit-chat and you talk about your artistic process and your past and what affects your songs, and then you play a couple of songs, and then you talk a little bit more, and the audience is then asked to do Q&A.
Oh, okay.
So it's really neat and informal and cash. And you can get some refreshments there if you need to.
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but how long have you been writing songs?
Well, I don't care. People know how old I am. I'm 62. I'll be 63 in May. And I started writing probably when I was 15.
Wow.
You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And the way I feel about being a songwriter is I'm not trying to be, in parentheses, a songwriter, or in quotation marks, rather. But I kind of are one.
Oh, okay.
By default. You know, I mean, I write poetry and I write songs, and it just pops out of you when you like language and you like music. It all, it's a way to express yourself. So
yeah. Would you like to do another song for us?
I would.
We're talking with Amy Farabee here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Let me slap my little automatic chord adjuster on here, better known as a capo, and I better tune a little bit more.
So that's what they really call those? I've always heard them referred to as capos.
They are capos, but Doc Watson used to always say, let me get my automatic chord adjuster out, and I'm going to fix this wire here. I'm going to fix this little wire.
I'd love some Doc Watson.
You know? Yeah,
that brings back some memories.
With that little snippet. See, Jeannie used to play Sugarfoot Rag, and that little snippet we played in the middle of that song in between the verses was the A part of Sugarfoot Rag.
Oh,
I think.
Well, it was probably close.
Okay, how in tune am I? So,
which
song
is this?
Yes, to a song called Roadkill.
Roadkill.
Mm-hmm.
And you wrote this song?
I did. I wrote all these songs.
Oh, good.
Turns out I had, because I play cover songs so much, I forgot how many songs I had. I used to always tell people, if you hadn't written 100 songs and 20 of them are good, don't even consider yourself a songwriter. Well, I don't think I'm up to 100 yet. You know, you figure Coyote, Chuck Larson,
right,
who's going to be here next week, he's written hundreds of songs. And,
right,
you know, you got to write a lot and then you get some gems in the middle of it.
Uh-huh.
So I spent Christmas holiday kind of going through all my journals and thinking about what songs I actually had written, and it turns out there's a bunch of them.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I'm getting old. I can't remember what life goes on and things take precedent and you forget. But it was kind of fun.
Okay.
To get back in process.
Good.
All right. Now, let me see. This war
and
here.
This one's called Roadkill.
It's called Roadkill, and it's kind of about what happens when you fall in love with somebody and it's just real brief and it doesn't work out.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm in tune. Sorry.
That's okay. Take your time.
We like to play in tune. We tune because we care. And our buddy, Woody Norton, is going to play with Randy and I.
Okay.
On Thursday. And I used to be in bands with Woody. And still play with him. I love having him as a side man. He's a great guitar player. I'm sorry he's not here with us today. But anyway, Woody always says, tune it or die. You know, skull and crossbones.
Gosh, that sounds so bad. Here's Amy Farabee.
Roadkill.
Baby, if I'd have seen you coming, I would have started running, and I might have got away. Ooh, sweetheart, you hit me like a freight train. Now I'm feeling no pain, staring down the rails. Darling, you took me by surprise, and the ocean started rising, and the earth began to quake. Look into your eyes, then you were off to the horizon. I was trembling in your wake. You hit me like a ton of bricks, a good stiff kick, and I like that kick. Yeah, I saw you slamming through that door. I begged for mercy, but I cried for more. Honey, you know I'm not fooling. You know you broke the rules on the day you stole my heart. You'd better stop just what you're doing, 'cause I might steal up on you, tear you right apart. Like a ton of drinks, a good stiff drink, and I like that kick. When I saw you slamming through that door, I begged for mercy, but I cried for more. Honey, you know I'm not fooling. You know you broke the rules on the day you stole my heart. You'd better stop just what you're doing, 'cause I might steal up on you, tear you right apart. I might come up on you with one of Cupid's darts. I might sneak up on you and tame your cheating heart.
Yeah. Amy Farabee here on Hunter at Sunrise. Roadkill. That's a great song.
You ever felt like roadkill out there?
Yeah, on occasion.
Only sometimes, you're not dead. you can come back. You can get up and drag yourself off the highway and try again.
Now, you've brought me all these posters. What are the posters about?
Okay, there's a great guitar player coming in May. His name's Steve Kaufman. He's a three-time national flat pick champion.
Okay.
And a fingerstyle champion. And he's been to Tidewater many times, sponsored by various people. He's come down to Hatteras and do workshops. Anyway, he will be here in May, the weekend of May 19, 20, and 21, doing a flat pick guitar workshop. On Friday night and all day Saturday at St. Patrick Catholic School. Then he will be in concert at St. Patrick Catholic School on Saturday night. And then he will do a mandolin workshop at my house on Sunday, the 21st. So if you are Steve Kaufman or a flat pick fan or an instrumentalist, that it's all level. It's not too hard for anybody to do. If you want to get your picking better, come on out and experience a Steve Kaufman workshop.
Yeah.
It's an award-winning Steve Kaufman workshop, by the way.
Yeah, well, you like organizing a lot of these things, don't you? You've done a lot of organizing these types of shows around this area.
I have. Like, recently, not so much. I used to have house concerts at my house, but I rent, and my landlord wasn't fond of that.
Okay.
So, you know, the risk management aspect of being a landlord kind of precludes that. But I can have, you know, I teach in my home, and I can have a recital. I can have music parties. I can have workshops. But they didn't like the idea of, you know, concerts. And so you guys do that. You know, there's a lot of people around. Drew Landman and Kate, they have house concerts, and Kelly Murphy has house concerts. There's plenty of them around.
Jim Morrison.
Right, Jim Morrison.
Now,
thank goodness for those people. Bravo.
Yeah, but you used to be, or maybe you still are, a part of a guitar orchestra?
Yes. The guitar orchestra itself is kind of on hiatus for this season, but we're still in the catalog of the Virginia Arts Commission. Mm-hmm. So if you want to hire a 16-piece guitar orchestra based on the Costa Rican style with Baja Sextos, regular guitars, and Rajintos, with some of the best guitar players around, just you can hire us, and the state pays half of the fee.
Now, who's in this guitar orchestra besides yourself? I don't know if you want to name every person, but...
Well, it's a bunch of great guitar players, some young, some older. Sam Dorsey, John Boyles, Steve Jolmar used to be with us. I don't know that people would really know the names of the players,
right.
But they're all, you know, mostly schooled, educated classical guitarists. I play the Baja in the group, which is more the cello parts. But, you know, as a musician... Myself as a musician who came along doing everything by ear, when I got in the orchestra, I learned to read music for guitar, which has served me well because I teach for Parks and Rec, and I'm a pretty decent guitar teacher, and I teach mandolin, dulcimer, and banjo, and blah, 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 you know, no fiddle. But anyway, so that's the guitar orchestra tours all over the state when we're doing it. Right now we have a breakout quartet that is kind of taking precedent over the orchestra, but we'll convene again.
Oh, good. Oh, good. We're talking with Amy Farabee here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more for us?
I would, and this is, again, a more recent song. These songs that I've played for you today are relatively more recent. Let me get back in tune. And this one is called When You Look at the Moon. I was actually, Steve Kaufman, who I was talking about before, has a camp in Tennessee. You can go away and learn to play an instrument for a week at a time.
Uh-huh.
And go to Kaufman Camp. And I was on my way back from Kaufman Camp one June, and it was the longest day of the year. It was in June, and the sky was this beautiful blue, and there was a crescent moon hanging in the sky, and it kicked. You know, it inspired me to kind of go on this song. It's called When You Look at the Moon.
Here's Amy Farabee here on Hunter at Sunrise.
When you look at the moon hanging there in the deepest blue of a beautiful twilight sky at the end of summer's longest day, like a silver sigh or the edge of an angel's wing, thinking of you. When a song is all you know, a simple lyric to a simple tune that you learned long ago, breathe it out and breathe it in to the beat of the ebb and flow. Feel the turning all alone, wondering where in the weary world your fondest friends have flown, in the grace of easy solitude, in a silent room, or in the wind on a Blue Ridge hill. Listen, and I know of me, dear, when you look at the moon.
Yeah. Amy Farabee here on Hunter at Sunrise. So good that you could come in here on a Sunday morning to do this here.
It's a blast. I just really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yes, and Vic, thank you for coming as well.
It's Randy.
Randy.
At first I said it was going to be Vic, but it's Randy.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Randy Williford.
Well, you didn't say much to us, Randy.
Yeah, I like to listen. I was enjoying the show.
Well, good. Okay. Well, thank you for coming as well, Randy. And I wish you luck here on Thursday night at the Zeiters American Dream Theater. That should be quite a time.
Okay, and you two, Denise and Hunter, y'all are invited on me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and I should say about Randy, he's like, he plays with everybody. He does the open mic at the Belmont with Russell Scarborough. Randy's been, I've done my original songs with Randy back in the 80s, 70s uh-huh. and 80s. Yeah. So he's a mainstay bass player in our community.
Yeah, we have a lot of great musicians here, don't we, Randy?
It's, oh, yeah. Yeah, I love to go listen a lot.
Yeah. Well, thanks to both of you for coming in here. Amy Farabee here on 100 at Sunrise.